Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narch Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Net Positive, How Courageous Companies Thrive by Giving More Than They Take is a business and sustainability book by Paul Polman and Andrew Winston that argues companies can perform better financially while contributing more to society and the environment than they consume. Drawing on Polman's experience leading Unilever and on Winston's broader work in sustainable business, the book presents a practical case for redesigning corporate strategy around long-term value creation, stakeholder responsibility, and systems change. Rather than treating sustainability as a side project or compliance issue, it frames it as a core management challenge tied to competitiveness, resilience, and legitimacy. The book speaks to executives, investors, and organizational leaders who want to understand how businesses can help address climate change, inequality, and other large-scale problems without sacrificing performance. Its purpose is not only to inspire, but also to show why courageous leadership, partnerships, and purpose-aligned operations are becoming necessary conditions for durable business success. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the net positive model profiting by solving problems instead of creating them. The central idea of the book is that a company should aim to give more to the world than it takes from it. This is not presented as a charitable add-on, but as a fundamental redesign of how business creates value. The authors argue that firms often externalize environmental and social costs, which makes short-term profit appear stronger than it really is. A net positive company instead looks for ways to reduce harm, restore systems, and build benefits into its operations and products. This matters because it shifts sustainability from an ethical preference to a strategic logic. If a business contributes to climate solutions, inclusion, or responsible supply chains, it can strengthen its license to operate while also reducing long-term risk. The book therefore reframes corporate ambition growth is not rejected, but growth must be tied to measurable contribution rather than extraction alone. Secondly, why long-term stakeholder thinking can outperform narrow shareholder logic. A major argument in the book is that companies do better when they manage for multiple stakeholders over the long term rather than optimizing only for quarterly shareholder returns. Polman's experience at Unilever is used to show that purpose and performance are not opposites. The book presents stakeholder orientation as a more realistic way to manage a complex business environment shaped by resource constraints, employee expectations, consumer pressure, and regulatory change. This approach requires leaders to treat workers, communities, suppliers, and future generations as part of the business equation. The practical implication is that strategy becomes more durable because it anticipates risks and builds trust before crises emerge. The authors do not claim that this is easy, only that ignoring stakeholder interests creates hidden costs that eventually surface in reputation, retention, supply stability, and market relevance. The book thus makes a case for capitalism that is broader in scope and more sustainable in execution. Thirdly, systems change as the real unit of action for climate and inequality. The book repeatedly emphasizes that many of today's challenges cannot be solved by isolated corporate initiatives. Climate change and inequality are described as system-level problems that require systems-level responses. This means companies must look beyond their own operations and examine the industries, regulations, markets, and social norms that shape outcomes. The authors argue that individual sustainability projects are insufficient if the underlying system continues to reward harmful behavior. As a result, they call for coordinated action across value chains, sectors, and institutions. This perspective is important because it explains why even ambitious firms often stall when acting alone. Net positive thinking asks leaders to support policy shifts, industry standards, and collective commitments that raise the floor for everyone. In practical terms, the book positions business not as a substitute for government or civil society, but as one actor in a broader coalition that can accelerate structural change. Fourthly, partnerships and coalitions as a business capability, not a public relations exercise. Another distinctive theme is the need for bold partnerships. The book argues that companies can move faster and create larger impact when they collaborate with competitors, governments, nonprofits, and communities. This is especially relevant for issues such as decarbonization, circularity, and labor standards, where one firm cannot change the rules of the game on its own. The authors present coalition building as a practical capability that can align incentives, pool resources, and reduce the fear of moving first. This is a different view of competition instead of assuming that value creation only happens inside the firm. The book shows that shared problems often require shared infrastructure and shared commitments. The emphasis on partnerships also reflects a realism about implementation. Many sustainability goals fail because companies lack the networks needed to scale them. By treating collaboration as part of strategy, the book offers a more workable path from aspiration to execution. Lastly, leadership courage and accountability as the conditions for credible transformation. The title underscores a final key point: net positive business requires courage. The authors argue that leaders must be willing to challenge outdated norms, accept short-term friction, and make decisions that may not maximize immediate profit. Courage in this context is not rhetorical. It means setting measurable goals, disclosing progress, and holding the organization accountable when trade-offs appear. The book suggests that leadership credibility depends on consistency between stated purpose and actual practice. Without that consistency, sustainability becomes branding rather than transformation. This topic is important because many companies publicly endorse social responsibility while preserving business models that continue to generate harm. The book pushes against that gap by insisting that leaders change incentives, governance, and operational priorities. In this sense, courage is the bridge between theory and implementation. It is what allows net positive ambitions to survive contact with real organizational constraints and market pressure. In conclusion, net positive is best suited for executives, board members, sustainability professionals, investors, and students of management who want a serious framework for responsible business rather than a vague appeal to do good. Readers who are already familiar with ESG language will find that the book goes beyond checklist thinking and asks a harder question: how can a company be designed to create measurable benefit while remaining commercially strong? Its practical value lies in connecting strategy, governance, stakeholder management, and systems change into one argument. That makes it useful for leaders who need to translate ambition into decisions about capital allocation, partnerships, incentives, and accountability. The book stands out from many corporate sustainability titles because it is grounded in the real experience of a global CEO who tried to run a large company differently, and because it treats business as part of the solution to climate and inequality, rather than as a force to be managed at the margins. It is especially relevant for readers looking for a realistic, institutionally informed account of what responsible capitalism can become. If you would like to support Paul Polman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.